A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in.
And I'm joined by my very dear friend and muso extraordinaire, Mickey Steed. Here we are again. The third time in 6 weeks. You can't keep away, man, can you?
I know. Well, I've got that bus pass thing now, haven't I?
You can get around, can't you?
Yeah.
On the cheap.
I've got my eye on that spare room, Nick. I love it.
Oh, you like the wallpaper?
I'd love that wallpaper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bit of Fleck.
Yeah.
Wolf Lock.
Can't beat a bit of Robert Fleck.
No,
can
you
can't.
Up against the wall.
Oh, dear.
How you been?
Yeah, not bad.
Good to see you.
Surviving. Still
I tell
skin.
You what, I opened the door just to let you in. It's honking it down out there,
know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really winter's
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it really is, suddenly.
God, dear, oh, dear. And, well, now we're... It's a little later this week, isn't it?
Yes. I might have to stay over. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you can stay over
you got that bird coming around again?
No, she's not coming around.
You sure?
No, not tonight, no.
So I see you got that shirt
Could
on.
Be a morning gig.
Yeah, okay.
A bit of a breakfast in bed. In the words of Supertramp.
No, don't.
Oh, no, that's America. But good to see you again, mate.
Good to see you as well,
How
mate.
You been?
Yeah, not so bad. Soldiering on. Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, yeah. Some more
What's
of them,
the word? What's happening?
Some more of those shadows... Theatre gigs.
Still working on that,
yes.
Yeah.
And then that comes to an end, well before Christmas that'll come to an end.
Right. But, ain't got much on for the rest of the winter?
I've got a few bits and bobs, yeah.
Anything you could talk about?
I've got something I mustn't talk about.
Okay, okay.
Because it involves...
They're always good things that you can't talk about.
I can't talk about...
I like that.
One particular thing.
I do like that. I do like projects that you can't talk about.
No.
I always kind of consider that, you know, sexual foreplay.
No, but it doesn't involve any of that, as far as I know.
Well, it could. It's kind of just, you know, it's what leads up to the big event.
Right, okay.
If you know what I mean. Okay. You know where I am with that?
I'm with you now, yes.
Well, I tell you, we're going to play some stuff tonight that, hasn't featured in the other shows and the other nights when you've been round. But this is, Christ, this took me back. This track did. Bit of Lindisfarne.
Oh, wonderful.
Tell me the story.
About 1972, I think, Lindisfarne, Meet Me on the Corner.
Was the year I saw them, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Produced by Bob Johnston, or is it Johnston? But producer of, for example, Johnny Cash Live at Folsom,
yep.
Johnny Cash Live at
yep.
San Quentin, various Bob Dylan albums. So it must have been quite a coup in 1972, 73 for Lindisfarne to get Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash's producer.
Yeah. Mind you, they were seriously big, weren't they?
Well,
at that time.
I've got no memory of that, I must say.
Yeah,
were they?
No, they were. They were. They were seriously big. I saw them, again, Cambridge Corn Exchange. I spent no end of my youth at Cambridge Corn Exchange.
Wow.
And ended up, I used to have, I haven't got it anymore. It got lost somewhere in many moves. I had a Newcastle Brown bottle that I shared with Alan Hull.
Wow.
Alan Hull.
What, you both weed in it?
Yeah, he had them racked up on stage, as they did, obviously, because of the Geordie type of thing.
Yeah, of course.
They're like a few tizers, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And this bottle was on, he opened it up, and he had half, I had half, because I was right at the front of the stage.
How marvellous.
In the days when, one, I drunk beer... And also too, when at gigs in the UK, you kind of stacked up against the stage, didn't you?
Yes.
You would kill and maim to get to the front.
Yes, yes.
You know, which many times we did. but this particular time, I think it was a Saturday night. It was a raucous affair. I do remember that. Full of Geordies.
Yes, I bet it was.
On the tizer.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It was a good night out.
Having a wet up the wall.
Oh,
and everything.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed. So we're gonna play that for you now, man.
There's something irresistible about this coming through. That bass drum that is just pounding all the way through. Boof, 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 boof. And that permanent harmonica vamping in the background.
Great track. But they were massive. They were massive.
Wow.
I do recall that.
That's giving me goosebumps even now.
Yeah, good
it's
track.
Superb, isn't it?
Yeah. Good track. I remember seeing him on Old Grey Whistle Test.
Right.
Which was my first introduction to him. And then a friend of mine, I think he suggested Lindisfarne, you know, doing a show at the Cambridge Corn Exchange. And in them days, I used to spend a shitload of time, you know, at the Cambridge Corn Exchange.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with various different London venues and Leicester de Montfort Hall, you know. They were the places on the circuit for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Memories, but the look
of
it.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Yeah. That piano's just come in there and it's just lovely. Gives it a little lift, doesn't it? Superb.
I think it's charted, didn't it, this single?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 10, I think.
I'm trying to. I think I had it on a single, or my sister did, and I'm trying to remember. Was it on the Charisma label? Does that sound right?
It could have been, or Chrysalis.
Oh, right.
One of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
If I recall, I could be wrong on the label call, but because one of them died, didn't he? Which one was the one that died?
Do you know, I know very little about Lindisfarne except this nugget.
I can't remember the guy's name. Not Alan Hall.
No.
No. Gone. Can't remember. Can't remember. But he died, oh, I don't know, it's quite a while now, I think. Probably 8 or 9 years. It's a good time.
Yeah. I think Alan Hall had a bit of a career after Lindisfarne, but maybe never quite got to perhaps where Alan Hall should have got to.
No.
I think,
no.
Maybe.
But I hadn't heard this for a long time, apart from when I was picking out the, you know, when it came over your list and I picked it out and I knew you were going to bring the track around. I thought, oh, bloody wonderful, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely great stuff.
That is a little masterpiece, isn't it? So Cambridge Corn Exchange, Nick.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who I've seen there over the years. I've seen Al Stewart there in the late 80s.
Yep.
And I saw Ray Davis there about maybe 10 years ago, something like that. But that's because a mate of ours has been in the Kinks years ago, and he still plays with Ray Davis now.
Yep.
His name's Ian Gibbons.
Yeah.
So we went there to sort of see Ian, and
I think
sort of,
I've met that guy.
I reckon you have. He's done lots and lots of stuff. You should have him around one night.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Get a couple of beers in for him.
Bit of a rabbit and spend some time.
He's good lad.
Late into the night.
Yes, and he still plays with He still plays with Ray Davis, but he also plays with the Cast Off Kinks, which is guys that have been members of the Kinks that have been cast off.
Okay.
So you've got Gibbo playing keyboards. You get Mick Avery on the drums.
Yep.
Jim Rodford.
Yeah, I've met Jim.
Right, yeah, of course. He's kind of had a few incarnations, isn't he?
Yep.
So you're bound to have bumped into him in some of them, one of them.
Met Jim through Mick Gallagher. I think Mick Gallagher actually introduced me, yeah.
Right. Jim is at St Albans. So you get Jim Rodford or you get John Dalton. They were both bass players in the Kinks.
Right.
Both after Mick Quaife, obviously, who's no longer with us.
Yep.
And a guy called Dave Clark does the kind of the Ray Davis part. It's a great band, the Cast Off Kinks. They do the whole catalogue.
Nice.
And they're terrific. Cambridge Corn Exchange, I've seen Ray Davis there and I've seen Al Stewart. But the one that surprised me was we were out together one day, me and the missus, in Cambridge, having a bite to eat and just walking about. We said, tell you what, whatever's on at the Corn Exchange,
Bobbin,
if there's a ticket, whatever it is, even if it's Barbara Woodhouse doing dog tricks or whatever.
Yeah, she did that. She also did a Motorhead tour.
Right.
Covers.
They got fed up with treading all the turds over the time.
Barbara Woodhouse talks Motorhead. Hey, fact me, get the JD.
So we had our lunch and a couple of glasses of wine and egged each other on. We'll just go and get a ticket at the Corn Exchange, whoever's on. Anyway, we get round there. The only place left is up in the gods.
Yep.
And it's David Essex.
Really?
Yeah, and we went and we sat and we had it and it was bloody great.
Yeah, good.
It was really good, yeah. And I don't know why that always sticks in my mind, that we went and saw David Essex, of all people, which is not like me, really.
No.
But it was great. And it's a, such a venue.
Yeah. No, it's a wonderful place. Oh. Wonderful space, it is. Yeah, it's a great, great place.
It's the sort of, about, it's the sort of place you should see Steely Span in or something.
Yeah, well, I think I may well have seen Steely Span there.
Right.
Years ago. Before they actually revamped the place.
Yeah.
But it was, Christ, I had some wild nights there, man. Seriously, seriously good. Yeah, seriously, seriously good. Saw the Grand Dogs there three times.
Wow.
Kicking, man.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, biker band.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Was that guitarist? McPhee?
Tony.
Tony McPhee?
Yeah, Tony McPhee.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. This just reminded me of the era when you kind of had got your list and it was an era thing. It was a generation thing. It was that period. There was a lot of tracks there that I can remember listening to around this time. And this comes from Yellow Brick Road.
Yes, so which, 74, is it? 75?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Which, again, big part of my history. Wow. I spent a lot of time listening to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road with a very good friend of mine, a guy called Pete Mindham, in his front room for many, many a day to the very early hours of the morning. And I just thought, no, I'm gonna put this in. I'm gonna play this tonight. You know, I love the track.
Yes,
I love it.
I never had that album. I would have heard the singles. Was it a double?
Yes.
Yeah.
Double vinyl. Yeah.
He didn't have banged some records out.
That was his time, weren't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably from I don't know, Honky Chateau and Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. Yeah. There was a big
brilliant
old
time.
Rich vein of work, wasn't there?
Wonderful, wonderful.
And this is a double, so I mean, that's a lot of product, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. No, this is a truly great album.
Yes.
I would definitely whack it in there. My all-time top 20 would be Yellow Brick Road.
Yes, yes. And bless him, he done a Christmas record, which I can live with that Christmas record, because some of them, you know, like Paul McCartney's one.
Yeah.
But Step Into Christmas, it does feel like Christmas when you hear that. It feels like cold winter nights.
Yeah, I'm a bit iffy on Christmas records.
I know.
I really am.
Yeah.
I mean, Fairy Tale in New York, would I think would have to be my...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
My all-time. But,
gold medal, yeah.
Some of this, of course, there's Slade and the like.
Yes.
You know, but no. We're actually going to do a Christmas special for a night in.
It's coming up, mate. You know, ain't going to be long
it's
now.
It's not far away, is it?
No.
It's not far away, so we're going to have a bit of a special guest and all that on it, you know, which would be a good gig. Bit of a riot round here, wouldn't it? Know what I mean?
Have to shut the windows and that.
Indeed.
Yeah. That's superb, isn't it?
Great track.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It was just, like I said, I'll put it in because it's a memory jerker for me. It's just happy days. Yeah. Motorcycles and... You know, leather and good friends, good music, rock and roll.
Yeah.
I think we should also introduce tonight's guest cake.
Do you think?
Yeah. Which makes a comeback by public demand.
Yes. So
it's your lovely wife.
I know.
Vicky Sponge.
Vicky Sponge. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's going on, isn't it?
The sequel, yeah.
Oh, bugger me, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, whoa, totally fresh.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
I know.
And when you get a slice, it takes you a week to eat it. It's that big. It's a triple decker, isn't it?
Yeah,
a Scooby snack.
That is a bit.
Bloody wonderful. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Decent. She's put that funny white stuff on the top again.
Is that what, do you know?
I think I've got a bit, do you know, I think that's what made me frisky last time.
I think South End must be a hot place.
Yeah.
You know, when the cooking's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she said when she dished it up, she said this is a Peruvian Victoria sponge. Yeah, I don't know what she meant, but anyway, yeah.
South American lady. Lovely. We're having a listen.
Oh, that's lovely. This really was the golden era of him for me.
By a long way.
And that band, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got seriously manky, isn't he, for many, many years.
He's not peaking, that's for sure. No. Bless him. But then, you know, how many people churn it out forever?
Well, I mean, you can't, can you?
Paul McCartney, sorry, didn't. He didn't churn it out forever.
And I think if you did, there wouldn't be a masterpiece, would there?
No. No.
Which no. I think this was.
Yes.
For me.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. You ever got involved with him?
No. 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 I don't think anybody gets involved with him anymore, to be honest.
No.
No, it's a strange concept, isn't it, where he's taken his whole career and, you know, fashion designers and royalty members, you know.
Yes, yes.
Not sure that's where it all should go, but...
Yes, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Worth sticking it in, I think, Mike. Worth sticking it in.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Top job.
This wine's nice, mate. Beautiful.
Isn't it good?
Mmm.
Bit of a sound check there.
Oh, I'm with you.
Little bit of a sound check. Intro into our next track.
Okay.
Which kind of brings us back to... Bit of pea green.
Yeah. I'm a bit hazy on Fleetwood Mac Mark One, if you like.
Right.
This is what, 69?
Yeah, it's late 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This comes off the Best Of.
Right.
Which I wanted to feature the original Fleetwood Mac for me. I mean, the only thing that was in common was the name, I think, weren't it?
Yes.
But I just think... I did some stuff with Pete Green some time ago. And cut a long story short, a publisher that printed one of my first books, he approached me a couple of months back. He's doing a book with Pete Green and wants to feature some of my images.
Right.
So we sent over some stuff, went over from the studio. And all being well, this book is coming out sometime next year, I think.
Oh, lovely.
And there'll be some, I think it's 4 or 5 shots of mine.
Oh, beautiful.
Be featured in it, yeah, which would be nice. So that kind of thing kind of makes you think, oh, hang on a minute, yeah. Let's feature it on the show tonight, you know, let's play it tonight.
Yeah, yeah, oh, so, that'd be lovely, mate.
So I thought I'll have a bit of that, a bit of Pete.
And where's his head these days? Pete Green.
I don't know. I think it may be somewhere out, you know.
Yonder.
Yeah, I think so. In a galaxy far, far away.
Okay.
You know, it's a good introduction for a film, isn't it?
I was on holiday a few weeks ago and I took a great book. It was called, I'm sure loads and loads of people already know about it, but it was called Pigs Might Fly, and it was a pretty detailed history of Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Animals. Yes.
Or the band, or.
The whole thing.
Okay.
Like from Sid Barrett.
Right.
And the demise of him, if you like, as a band musician, and the upsurge of Gilmore with the lineup. And it's the whole package.
Right.
How they don't talk. And I mean, I've never really paid much attention to the story, but it's a great read. Pigs Might Fly, the Pink Floyd story.
I've got a couple of books. That were bought or presents or what have you, Pink Floyd history, but to be honest, I've never got all the way through them.
Right.
To be honest, I don't really do books, Mike, to be honest. Audible books, I'm big time into them.
Yes.
They're wonderful. But I don't really do books, reading and that shit.
Do you know, the last time I read books was on last year's holiday.
Really?
I tend to read about 3 books on holiday.
Right, okay.
And then next time I'm on holiday, I'll probably read 3 books again. But
course, how long do you go for?
But 50 weeks a year, I don't read books.
How long do you go on holiday for?
No, this is only a week.
Jesus, you can read
Spain,
3 books?
But that's all I do.
Mother of God.
I sit under an umbrella so I'm not writing the songs. I don't really like that.
No.
And I just read, and it's synonymous now with me going on holiday, is I take 3 books with me.
Christ, I'd be about 65 by the time I read three books.
But the Pink Floyd book is great. Pink Floyd.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff.
And I learned so much about Sid Barrett and what an absolute tragedy it was, really.
Massive Pink Floyd fan, mate.
Wow.
Dark Side of the Moon, definitely my all-time number one album, by a long way.
Yeah, it actually, it's perfect.
But it's funny because that conversation, a couple of weeks ago, I had a friend round, he came, we played the Foo Tunes and did a show, a guy called Paul Carrington, and we were talking about various different things, an experience that I'd had, which was quite a nice story, of Grantchester Meadow.
Yes, yeah. 1969, which, probably, wasn't it?
Yes, it's something like that.
Yes, I remember you mentioning it. I heard
bloody
it.
Hell. That was a strange night, that was.
Yes.
Cold as a bastard.
Yes.
Dear, oh dear. Yeah, Grantchester Meadow. Jack shit there, literally, apart from a meadow.
Yes.
Animals and everything. And they took an OB out there, didn't they? Right. They recorded the whole damn thing. Stuck it on the 20-minute side of an album, Umagumma.
Yes, Umagumma, 69. Yeah.
Yeah, and I bought it. What the fuck for? It was terrible.
Yes.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But it was one of those kind of things where, you know, you think, oh, well, I'm going to go to Grantchester Meadow. I've got to go, you know. It's like going to Abbey Road, isn't it? You know?
Yes, I suppose. It's a pilgrimage.
You've
got to
go,
isn't it? Yeah.
Before you die.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Definitely. Great stuff. Happy days. When men were men and sheep were careful.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Good bit of cake.
It's a great bit of cake, isn't it?
Oh, dear me. Absolutely. The dog's knackers, isn't it? Well, not literally, because I think it's got cream in, hasn't it?
I think they're strawberries, but anyway.
Strawberries. Strawberry-flavoured dog's knackers.
You can always be surprised by food. I had some prawn balls the other night, and they're fucking enormous.
Really?
Yeah, you think prawns only have balls like that, wouldn't you?
Really?
These were like, yeah.
Chuffy now.
I know.
Would you believe what you can get out of the sea these days? Because I need your love so bad. That is stupidly good.
Really is, isn't it?
My God, I think I'd weigh about 22 stone, man, if I lived at your gap.
That's why I do.
Dear me. That's so smooth, isn't it?
I haven't heard that song for ages. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard that version.
Haven't you really?
No.
That's the live version.
Right.
Because on the album, there's two, studio and a live version. Same track.
Beautiful.
But the live one, I'm a mega fan. Of live albums, live music, anyway, certainly recorded. Nothing like it. A really good live album. What else we got? Let's have a look. This again.
Oh, yeah.
Need you say any more?
First album, I think, or second album?
It was the first.
68, 69?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Again, really, it was an era thing.
Yeah.
That's why I put it in. I just kind of picking out tracks that I thought, oh, I don't know, they'd marry in really nice to you coming round tonight, you know, and I thought, we'll have a bit of Bob.
Yeah.
And the lads.
Aye. I probably haven't heard this for 30 years.
When was the last time I listened to this? Probably about 5 years ago, I think. 30 years. Bloody
probably,
hell.
Yeah.
Do you listen to a lot of stuff?
Yeah, it's a very broad church. And I've reached that age where, in spite of myself, I have now discovered Spotify. And it's, you
right.
know, it's a bit mental, that, isn't it? You just go in there and, like, fill your boots, don't you? It's absolutely fucking balmy, isn't it?
Nonsense.
It's just, you know. I mean, and if I've had a couple of beers too many, I find myself downloading all kinds of stuff. The next day, I just think, what was I thinking?
Really?
You know, yeah.
Such as?
But, well, Pajama Rama by Roxy Music.
Me, really? Oh, yeah. Wow, okay, by Roxy Music.
Yeah. Wow, what the hell's... Where did I pull that one from, you know?
Roxy Music, serious, serious band.
But actually, what a great single that was.
Yeah.
I don't know when that was, probably 73, 4.
Would be about that, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Nothing with a, nothing wrong with a bit of the Brian Ferret.
No.
Mr. Ferret, no.
I've still never quite come to terms with how he delivers the song. It's almost as if he has to make himself deliver it in that affected style. You know, it's a very distinctive way of delivering the songs, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He did have a very personal style, though, didn't he? Very.
They did. Yes. Well, yes.
As
actually.
A band.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah. I mean, Brian Eno, I mean, it's curious. That's great when that kicks in, isn't it?
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. Brian Eno, I mean, he's a funny old fellow.
Still is.
Is he? After he was out of Roxy Music, was it all producing, really, for him?
I think I'd be right in saying that he... probably did a... His last album was about 2 years ago. I think so. He's worked with a lot of...
Yeah.
Excuse me. Different people.
Yeah, yeah.
We've a throat issue, man.
I mean... I think a glass of that Beaujolais would be absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Two fingers.
Beautiful. Cheers.
Oh, good to see you again,
mate. Yeah, lovely to see you.
This would be one of my favourite Led Zeppelin tracks.
Yes.
I love the acoustic stuff I did. 3 and 4, great.
Yes.
Absolutely great. Serious thrill, because the first, my introduction, apart from way back when I went to Cambridge Folk Festival years and years ago, when they used to do it on the back of a truck, you know, in the early days, that's what they did. You know what I mean? It used to be in the 70s, you'd pull up an Arctic truck, unlock the trailer, that's it, everybody on the back, making a din. But I got commissioned by Charles Wells Brewery,
Bedford,
were the big sponsors of Cambridge Folk Festival, to shoot the whole festival that year, but also to specially concentrate on doing some stuff with Robert Plant's new band.
Oh, right.
Priory of Bryan.
Right.
Which was a revisit to one of his early bands way, way back. And to actually think that you are standing there next to Robert Plant. You know, the whole thing was seriously a bit special. It really was.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. But he headlined there, 2000. It was year 2000. Yeah. And very few people knew who the Priory Bryan were. They didn't realise it was Robert Plant.
Which I imagine he liked that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I can imagine he was quite pleased with that.
Definitely. Yeah, he don't buy into all this nonsense, does he?
No, he probably found that quite amusing.
Over the recent years, they've done a lot of stuff in Nashville. Recorded his last album there, I do believe.
Did he do the Alison Krauss stuff then?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's a great album, isn't it?
Classic. Oh,
I can't even remember what it's called. Shifting Sands or Something Sands. Yeah, yeah. What a great album.
Great end. That is a great end.
Yeah, it really is.
Wonderful stuff. So what you got planned then, Mike, over the next kind of couple of months?
Well, he said, taking a bite of cake at a very inopportune moment. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the new year. I've got the Shadows touring thing, yep, which is going on. But also in the midweek slots, a pub band that I used to play with years and years ago, we're putting that back together again. We haven't played for getting on the, over 25 years.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Yes, yeah. You're doing some stuff.
We're just going to play some pubs and just play a load of covers. Just a random selection of covers. There's a drummer in it called Ian Ryan, who plays with Grand Prairie. Kenny Butler out of the Rubettes.
Yep.
And me. And I'd say you'd have to call him a virtuoso guitarist, Terry Stewart.
He's right.
Such a player. And we're going to do that just for a bit of fun.
Good so giggle.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be good.
What, local, or are you going to push it out a bit?
I suppose only Wednesday nights in pubs.
Yeah,
Essex.
Yeah, that'll do, won't it?
Yes, you know, just for a bit of pin money and for the crack,
why
you
not?
Know.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
So what essentially covers?
Oh, all covers.
All covers?
Yeah, we'll probably have like a Thin Lizzy medley and a Pink Floyd medley. And you know, just all sorts. We're going to indulge ourselves and probably play a load of stuff that we'd love to play. Otherwise, we wouldn't get the chance to play, you know.
Now, I know a couple of weeks ago when you were around, I cut this track short, which was something like could even casually be called a criminal offence.
Well, it's because you had that bird come around. I know what it was all about.
Yeah, I know it was.
Wonderful.
Bit of Glen.
Yeah.
Bit of Trapeze.
Yeah.
One of my favourite bands.
Yeah, beautiful.
Of all time. So I thought we'd play it out so we can hear the whole thing properly.
Nice touch. I'm going to pop another bit of cake in. Have I got
Why
time?
Not? Fill your boots. Mm. Drop the bloody thing, actually.
No!
Yeah. Voices call, nameless one.
Crying all of the time. What sort of year, Medusa?
72.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's obviously pre-Burn, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah. Burma's 74.
Well early.
Yeah.
Well early.
Not heard this for years either.
I think it actually releases as a single.
Oh, really?
Which they were doing days in the 70s, weren't they? You'd release something like this.
Yes.
As a single.
Yes. I felt there was much more adventure then in what they would put out.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, generally, you know, the music industry. You know, like, I don't know, Hocus Pocus by Focus. I mean, that's a daring track to stick out as a single.
Fantastic. Focus, I loved them. Mm. Absolutely loved them. Saw them three times.
Wow, lovely. He's still about as well, isn't he, Ackerman?
Yeah, they're still doing it, yeah. Hmm? Yeah, they've been doing it. They do this kind of, I don't know, they pop up on one of these kind of 60s, 70s rock weekends in a, you know, a holiday park somewhere.
Wow, do they really?
And there they appear on the, you know, on the kind of billing. Focus. Bloody hell.
No.
It's quite upsetting, really. Upsetting.
Yeah.
Haven't seen or anything to do with them since. But, I mean, they're still supposed to be good. Can't remember the guy's name. But organ player, hammer player.
Oh, was he Van Leer?
That's it.
Yeah. Something like this Van Leer?
Yeah, he's still in it.
Right.
But he's older than God's dog.
Oh, right.
And he looks older than God's dog.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those kind of things that you really don't really want to go there, to be honest. Certainly if you saw them in their heyday, which I did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So Ackerman's not about with them?
No, I don't think so. He was doing the solo tour. You see him spring up now and again on that kind of gig. You know, and he plays really weird places, like little art centres, you know, where there's about 2.5 people and it's full. You know, that kind of gig, which is basically because they can't sell fuck all out, I think that's what it amounts to.
Sounds that way, doesn't
it? You know, which is wickedly, you know, sinful, really.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But, you know, yourself, what do these people do?
Yes.
What do they do?
No, you know? I know, they still want to play, and they can still play.
Get a caretaker's job, or, you know, or even a carer's job, you know. You're a muser, aren't you? That's what you are, that's what you do.
Yes.
You play until
it's
you die.
It's like retired footballers that still want to have a kickabout
exactly.
in the park.
Exactly.
You know, but,
you know, bit of a shame, that.
Yes, yeah. So does Ackerman still do some of the focus?
I don't know, to be honest, Mike, is the answer to that. I don't know. I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, you would have thought so.
Because if you bought your ticket, you want to hear Sylvia, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
At the very least.
He could do the job, couldn't he, in his day?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. He could indeed. What else you brought here, Mike?
I think you might have used them all up, mate.
Do you think? Great voice.
Yeah, how that builds,
great,
doesn't it?
Great voice.
Yeah. So what you got coming up, Nick?
What have I got coming up? I've just launched my own photographic academy. That was launched about a month or so ago, which is basically kind of inspirational courses, kind of people who want to take their art and their craft further, you know, and not sitting there talking about cameras and stuff like that. And also this big gig that I've got going on, which is a charity project, which is called 25.
Oh yeah.
25.life is the actual title of it. And what it's about is in 2 years' time, it'll be 25 years since I lost my poor mum from pancreatic cancer.
Coral.
That's it. Yeah.
Sure.
And I wanted to do something that would commemorate that occasion and also kind of recognise the past 25 years and the memory of my mum. So I put together this project, which is hopefully it's going to kick off in the new year. And what I aim to do is try and raise £25,000 from companies and, you know, personal contributions and all that kind of stuff, but mainly to raise awareness of that terrible illness of people that it's affected, people even like Wilco Johnson, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And for that, I'm going to shoot, or hope to be, shooting 25, and that's only a rough number, but it's a number that kind of fits in with the title of the
course.
Project.
Yeah.
Of notable musicians, rock musicians, TV personalities, film stars, etc., etc. That will all build up into being a limited edition touring exhibition, which I hope will happen somewhere estimated time around the end of 2019, but it could be later. It's pretty loose, that bit at the minute is. There's a lot of people that are interested.
But that will be 25 years since Coral, won't it?
It will, yes, yeah. It will. And we kind of like to do something with the pancreatic cancer charity, which November of each year, they have this special kind of event that signifies, you know, some kind of year end of their fundraising or whatever it is. So we'd like to kind of marry it up to that. This will be a limited edition fine art exhibition. Also going alongside a limited edition fine art book. And then what we intend on doing is on the shows, There'll be VIP invites for the people that have participated in it, and you know, anybody who's contributed to the cause. I mean, they don't obviously contribute to me. That we've got a Just Giving page where people can just go in and they can put money in if they want to, if they don't want to. It's entirely up to them, however much. And then these images of the book will be auctioned off at various different places, and you'll be able to buy the book and the images after that. And to raise money and, again, the awareness and keep the whole project on running of the terrible disease.
Yes.
So, but what I'm doing is I wanted to do something a bit special with this, so I'm going to shoot it on 30-year-old cameras, in essentially black and white, but in film, in the format of film. So the whole medium will be, we will essentially say, traditional. The traditional art of what I, you know, kind of learnt my craft in. So that's the idea, you know. So it's started to come together. It's been some time to put it all together, but it's something that I wanted to do. If we raise the money, we want to be able to raise the money to help people who are poorly. That's what I want to do. I take pictures because I want to take pictures that change people's lives. I don't just take pictures to... That's a nice photograph.
Gratuitously, no.
No, it's not about that at all for me. It's about leaving a mark, changing things. And hopefully my art will allow me to do that and change people's lives, families, mums, dads, daughters, whatever, grannies, etc., etc. I think if you've got a gift, I consider that I have a gift, that, you know, God gave you that for a reason. And if you can help people... And you can do something positive with it. That's what it's all about. So that's what the whole thing's all about. So, like I say, we're hoping that we can get companies and people interested in donating money to the charity.
Sure.
You know, you know, me and my team will put this whole thing together and hopefully be able to move it on and change people's lives. That's the plan, mate.
Sure.
That's the plan.
It's still a strain of cancer that seems to have such a high death rate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they put out the pancreatic cancer people, they put out the Instagram accounts and the rest of it. They put out a lovely shot yesterday of a lady that lost her life on Saturday after a 5-year battle. And to be honest, I mean, if the image that they used to represent the lady was anything to go by, she couldn't have been 40 or early 40s.
Yeah.
You know, desperate. Mm. Desperate carry on. So
yes,
that's the idea in theory. There's no reason why it shouldn't happen. Obviously, it has a reliance on people, you know, doing... I'll put it together with the BBC's Children in Need, you know, event. It needs people to contribute, get involved and donate. Like I say, they can go to, you know, 25.life. There's a Just Giving page. It's totally safe and secure, everything. People can donate their money to that. You know, it never comes anywhere near me or my studio or anything. It goes straight to the charity. And that's what we want to do. So it's very much getting the awareness behind it to say, let's do something about this and save people's bloody lives.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah, of course.
So,
oh, good luck with that, mate. Hopefully. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you, Mike. No. Hopefully, it'll be a bit of a winner, all being well, you know. But it does rely very much on people getting involved in it.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, it's not caring's one thing; doing something about caring's another.
Totally.
So get in there and get stuck in with the bastard.
Yes.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Walk the walk.
But I think, Mike, we're probably... Time's getting on. Bloody hell, man. It's nearly 12 o'clock.
You've got that bird coming around again, haven't you? I know you have. You've
it's
gone
not
for
the
that,
same one.
You've gone for, you've,
it's you not like, the same one.
It's Paco Rabanne tonight. I can see.
No, he's not coming. Oh, Thursdays. Paco comes Thursdays. He cleans the pool out. With that big
net.
What
you got floating about in there? This is terrible. Stop now.
Listen, man, been great to see you.
Been great to see you as well.
And
mate,
thanks ever so much for coming around and bringing some great tracks and great music. And it's taken me back to a wonderful period.
Yes, me too.
We've spent some quality time. First time for 4 years.
I know.
We ought to have our arses kicked.
I know. You're right.
Know what I mean?
Negligence.
Indeed.
For negligence.
She's a lovely girl. Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you,
Stay
mate.
Stay safe, my
and
mate.
You.
Take care.
Ta-da, mate.
See you in a bit.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you too.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.